obviously really happy with the result. I'm really happy for the players to be able to see how high they can compete or what level they can compete at, especially in the third period. I thought once we made the decision to compete, to want the puck, to want to win, I think we took the game over. I'm really happy for the players to see what they can do when they put their minds to it.
Two shootouts under you, two shootout wins. What have you changed?
I don't know what I've changed. I think it's the games that we've won, we've come back in those shootouts, and it's all momentum, and it's all just a little bit of positive belief on the bench and in the players, and the confidence in the players. But the shootouts have been great. Really happy for Frank Doyle tonight. We needed that win. There's no question we needed that, and Frank shut the door, so I'm really happy for him.
Just talk me through Frank's night, because I think he kept you in it in that first period, and then, like you said, going into the third period and then the shootout seemed to be in good form.
Yeah, Frank's been good since I've been here. I know him quite well, and the goals that he's getting scored on, they're not necessarily his fault. They're bad breakdowns by us. So Frank's been excellent since I got here, and I'm really happy if we get those shootout wins. And goaltending's very, very important in ice hockey. Confidence is very, very important, and he has that right now.
Tell me about Chris Blight as well. Steps up that penalty shot. Are you supremely confident in his ability to stick it in the net?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Chris. I mean, I signed him twice in Cardiff, and it is, like I said, it's positive belief and confidence, and I have a lot of confidence in him that he'll go out and he'll get the job done, and he'll keep doing that for us, yes.
What was the difference in the third period and overtime compared with the opening two periods tonight?
The will. It's just the mind over matter. It's will to want to go out, want to compete, want to get the puck, want to put it in the net, to want to outperform the other team. That's all it is. And it's mental. It's mental. The physical side of it, we're very, very good at on the physical side. So mental. I mean, it's one of those things. If you could jar confidence and give it to the players and every understanding, it'd be a million-dollar idea. But it's an age-old thing to get the team mentally ready for it. So
4-1 down after 30 minutes. What's going through your mind at that point in the game?
I think it was just to work. There's only one way to get out of it was to work. And again, I keep using the word compete, but to get it back in there. And win the battles, win the war is kind of cliche. But that's all I wanted to do was stop the bleeding, to go get that next goal. And as Drew Fatta got that the power play goal, excellent shot. We desperately needed that. And Drew's been playing fantastic for us.
We spoke last week about this being a benchmark game. Where do you think the squad's at this moment in time?
I think result-wise, we got what we wanted. Performance, there's still a few issues that need ironing out, to be honest with you. To say it's all rosy and we're on the right path wouldn't be correct. But we're headed in the right direction. When we want to do things, we'll do it. So it's just the want. And it'll be a conversation Tuesday. I think the players have had a tough schedule over the last little bit, so they should relax and enjoy themselves for the next couple of days.
How do you review the weekend as a whole, obviously taking into account Hull on Saturday night?
It's awareness, the awareness of, again, how good we are. It's one of these things that I can jump up and down and do whatever I want to get these players to try to get them motivated, but it's self-motivation and it's team. It's team morale. Sometimes in hockey teams, in sport, you have to carry individual players when they're down and out and not playing well. But here, it's very much team-based. And it's an interesting bunch. But when we're on, man. So it's just down to me and the players to make sure we're on.
Tell me a little bit about the performance of Robert Dowd tonight. I know one word that sprang to mind for me tonight was relentless.
Yeah, he played extremely well. He's been playing better and better. He's getting a lot of scoring chances. I really like his line, the DeCastro-Meyer line. I think they create a lot of momentum for us. Doughty's been playing excellent. I think that's exactly what we need from him, is that type of play. And we need goals. We need offense from him. And he's providing it. So I'm very happy for him. He's a good kid. I've been wanting to work with him for years, so it's nice to be able to get in and get working with him on a daily basis.
And he's in, as you alluded to there, good scoring form as well.
Yeah, he is. We need goals. We need goals from everybody, everywhere, and he's one of the guys that we need a shooter, I think, needs. DeCastro-Meyer, he creates a lot of offense for both him and Steph, so those guys are starting to capitalize, and the chances are going to come more and more for him, so hopefully he can keep up that touch.
Talking about a few of the guys that you got missing tonight, Mark Thomas, what's the latest on his back injury?
It's honestly not the media wants to hear, but it's day to day. I wish I had more info. We're taking it slow. We need him more in the finals than we do over the next couple of weeks. So we'll leave it to the physios and doctors here are first class. I can't say enough about the off-ice medical side of it. It's unbelievable, the treatment that the guys get. So we're doing our best, and when there's news, we'll let you know.
Is it more of a case of managing that and obviously getting him towards the back end of the season when it matters most?
Yeah, it's just listening to, you know, the physios and doctors. They know best. I mean, I didn't go to medical school or physio school, so whatever they say, we'll take their advice and we'll go with it.
And Steven Gerson, with that concussion, I understand he's starting to skate again.
He is. He's been skating lately. He's going through all the right steps in the process to get back, so I know he's very keen. We want him back, so it's just step by step, and everything's heading in the right direction right now.
Is he going to take a while to get back up to full fitness, because he's been sat out for quite a number of games now?
I'm not sure. I think he's one of those guys. He's a pro's pro. He's a real professional. He takes care of himself. So he's one of those guys I think could get right back in the swing of things very, very quickly.
Looking ahead briefly to next weekend, obviously you've got the Edinburgh Capitals currently at the bottom in the standings.
Yeah, it's performance, not, you don't really care. You know, I said before the night, it doesn't, I don't care the other team's lineup. Sometimes it feels like we're playing against ourselves, sometimes mentally. So it doesn't matter who we have. It'll be nice to get Edinburgh in. I know they play a different style, so we're going to have to not alter our game, but look for different areas to get into. So it'll be a good challenge. It'll be a good mental challenge, as always.
With that European style of hockey, what do you have to do differently, or as you said, is it more about yourselves?
It's more about ourselves, but it's just awareness with and without the puck, and you have to be skating. We're a very good skating team, so it kind of suits us a little bit to play against them. But yeah, they got a very good goalie. So, you know, you mentioned Robert Dowd. We need goals and, from everybody, so we got to need to be on form with the execution.
And just finally, on Sunday, looking ahead to that, you have Hull coming back into the building, a team that obviously you faced last night.
Yeah, it'll be good to get them in. They gave us a pretty good beating last night. They deserve it. They were the better team last night, so I think we could. It'd be nice to get them on our rink.
What do you have to do differently in that game compared with Saturday?
I think if we can just compete, if we can keep the puck out of the middle of the ice, I think we'll be just fine. But no credit, they played extremely well last night, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that game against them.